Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Rafiwa with We Give You All the Glory, taking us to 14 minutes after 5. A very good afternoon to you. If you've just tuned in, and we are at that time, like I said, today, it's quite a musical one, if I must say, and we're right at that turn. Now, they're not new to the scene, never could be. And not only are they not new to the scene, but we've seen them bring rise to a lot of local artists as well. And I think oftentimes when we hear Koko Records, automatically in our minds we say Ndokozo Nqubeko. But I learned recently that there's much more and so many more people to Koko Records altogether. Let's welcome at Radio Pulpit this afternoon, Sis Togo Mthembu. Good afternoon, Sis Togo. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. We are happy to be here.
Happy to have you, I must say. I don't know, I got the brief that Sis Togo is one of the co-owners or partners of Koko Records, right? And like I'm saying to you, all we know when we see Koko Records, we always think, I've always thought, three people. It was always Thokozo Nqubeko and Ayanda for the longest time. And then we saw the introduction of Mangaliso about 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, actually. And man, we realized there's much more to Koko. Today we're learning of Sis Togo. So welcome. Let's talk about first, let's start here. Before we talk about you at Koko, who exactly is Koko Records?
Wow. Koko Records is a powerhouse.
Come on.
It's a home for beautiful music.
Mm.
It's a home for Jesus. This is who we are. This is what we will always be.
Yeah.
And the company itself, it was established in 2007. And the between myself, Togo Mthembu.
Were you there? Because we're always thinking you met them along the way.
No, in fact, it was a funny story because...
Please, I want it.
It was a funny story because my sister and another friend of ours, like a family friend, we wanted to record an album, the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Nqubeko was the person to produce that album.
All right.
And then Nqubeko decided, he said, you know what, instead of us knocking too many other doors, why can't we open our own label?
Wow.
That's how Koko Records
wow.
started. And the name K-O-K-O.
I love you because you're running ahead. I wanted to ask exactly that. Like, Koko, yeah. What's that about?
Yeah, it's Koko as you are mentioning it. It's Nqubeko, the first K-O.
And talk. No.
That's how it started.
Are you serious?
I promise you. Yeah, that's how it started.
I feel like I'm first to know this truth. And that makes me really important.
Yeah.
And so the journey started.
Yes, that's how it started back in 2007.
I was still in high school, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I think I must have been doing grade 10, actually.
Wow. At least you were there.
that's what truly matters. And so it starts, and 2007, we are literally almost 20 years later.
Exactly.
No, Sis Togo.
It's been some time. Yeah.
So who did it exactly start with? Who were, some of the first artists? Because I'm not even going to ask who you are now. Now we've established who you are within Koko. You're not just any other name. So who do you start with this journey and journey with us, please?
Sure. So in 2007, it was that album that we made, my sister, Lungi, and another lady, Kuku Khumalo. Mm-hmm. And it was the three of us. The name of the group was Odate.
Odate.
We were doing a Maskandi gospel.
Because of the name Odate, I thought it ended. Sounds very tender.
It was an amazing project.
Oh.
And obviously.
Can we find it on YouTube or something?
I
want to go and find it because I'm trying to fathom the idea of women doing Maskandi.
Yeah, we have it on iTunes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Dad, Yeah.
And so you started, you guys were the first.
Yeah, we were the first.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and Mubego being the
muse of that,
you know,
he is
just an amazing producer.
Mm.
He put together that album, and it's still amazing even today.
Wow.
To listen to it. I mean, he's a talented producer, one of the best that we have in the country.
Yep.
And I mean, even abroad, you find people overseas wanting him to do
their projects.
Yeah. So
wow,
we are just so excited that we have that in house.
This is so amazing.
Yeah.
And then obviously, Abu Ngubego released music as well thereafter, under the record, actually.
Yes. And then we have Ntokozo.
Yep.
Mbambo, who obviously we all know, she's married to Ngubego.
Yep.
And by the way, she's my niece, Ntokozo.
No. No.
Yeah. And, so,
it's all within the family, guys.
I tell you.
Truly is a family thing.
and then later on, we had Ayanda, an amazing...
Umsangul. Oh, my friend.
An amazing talent as well. And then 2 years, 3 years ago, then we had Ngubego Talent Search.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Mangali. So,
sure.
You know,
the
amazing voice. And yeah. This is
simplicity.
Who Coco is.
And even recently, guys, there's another one we are waiting for. I spotted it on the socials and I thought this is so beautiful. I think what's more beautiful about it also when this is Coco is how it hasn't been done the regular and the usual way. You know, we go around the country doing tours and trying to get people. It's, hey, send your video.
Mm.
People get to vote. We get to adjudicate and the winner comes out.
Sure.
And I thought that it's very... I think it's very personal as well, because people always worry about, will I make it to that audition?
Mm.
How do I do it? There's funds involved if you think about it. And the reality is not everybody is going to make it. And the heartbreak is, imagine traveling. You remember the Idols days? Some people travel from the Eastern Cape. They don't make it there. They go to Gauteng.
Oh, no.
They don't make it. You know that whole hassle.
Yeah, but tell you, you're not going to San City.
Exactly. So this new winner is now a baby of Coco as well.
Oh, my goodness. No, not exactly.
Okay.
But she has won a prize where she will be at the United tour stage.
Whoa.
Where she will perform.
Whoa.
You know, when the selection was happening, I mean, many people are talented.
Of course.
In the country. It was very hard to find the winner.
I can imagine.
And when Ngubego got to her a video or to a clip, he was just amazed. He was just amazed. He said, "Here is my winner." And then when we listened,
understood.
We just understood that. Yeah, she's an amazing, talent. Also,
Her
name is
Fatsoya.
Fatsoya.
Oh, okay. Mm. So, I think you might have heard this Togo mention the United Tour, actually, which we will be talking about shortly. But I think I want to give you a bit of a sound of one of Coco Records' babies, Mangaliso.
Oh, yes.
And I feel the need to translate her name.
Mm-hmm.
Mangaliso means miracle.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she's a miracle.
She is.
She's a miracle. So listen up to this one, because when Sister Togo and I come back, we're talking about the United Tour that's happening in Johannesburg very soon.
All right,
let's listen up to this one.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
And it's Mangali Songila Pagade, one of Coco Records' very own babies. And that's what we were discussing earlier on. Now, under Coco Records, as we know, there are artists and there are events. And one of them, Mrs. Togo, earlier on made mention of the United Tour. Maybe let's start here, Mrs. Togo. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Why the United Tour? Why that particular term? You know, people call the event many things. Abo extravaganza. Abo worship encounter. The United Tour. What is it all about, basically?
Well, United Tour, how it started, since we started with a few artists, it was Ngubeko at the time. It was Ngubeko and Dokozo at the time.
Yes.
So you know that the artists will have their own shows, will have Ngubeko show and Dokozo show. Mm-hmm. So there was a time where they decided that we are having one a project that we are doing together. And then that's how the name came out.
United.
United. So that's how it started. But as we're getting more people in the stable, so they just join in and the United Tour name carries on from there. Each time, every member or every artist in the stable, they are doing something together. It is the United Tour.
And so the unity continues now with you bringing in other artists as well.
Exactly. And this year we've got an amazing a theme. The catchphrase or the catch line is one voice, one nation, united under God.
Wow.
So we look at United Tour bigger than we started. Nobody knows. Maybe we'll have United Tour Africa.
So
at this stage, we
speak it into being, Lord.
You know? Into existence, yes.
Yeah.
And we have, we've been around, we've been doing United Tour for some time now. We started in Durban at Playhouse. We had it, in the north of KZN. So it has been such a success.
Wow. So let's talk about this one that's coming up soon. Mm-hmm. Who's part of this United Tour? Who's uniting with the team?
Wow. This one is such an amazing and exciting a project that we have. Obviously, our headliners, it is Ngubeko Mbatha, it is Ntokozo Mbambo, it is Mangaliso. And then we've got three of the most amazing talent of the country.
Okay.
We've got Dr. Tumi joining this time around.
Hmm.
We've got Kaya Mthethwa. And we also have
Hle Ntombela,
yes.
I'm saying Hle Ntombela because oftentimes I always say, I know she's such a fave of mine.
You know.
How she gets so many notes in one liner, I don't know how she does it, but she's an absolute fave.
She is crazy, that
one. Wow. So when exactly is it going to take place and what should we expect out of it?
Oh, wow. I'll say if you don't have a ticket right now, you need to get it.
Because yes,
nobody can explain to you what is going to happen. It is going to be an electrifying show. Most importantly, where we want people to be united. We want people to come before God and lay it all, you know, before God. And we believe with Ngubeko on the main seat, I mean, producing the whole event.
He
is an amazing talent, as we know. People should expect something that they've never seen before.
Come on.
You know, already the rehearsals have started. The music is crazy.
And they put in, they're all in the music, I must
tell you.
One of the craziest ideas I think your team ever came up with was the rehearsal. Aibo, guys. Aibo. Come on. How natural it sounded. It sounded more like a rehearsal, but a very perfect rehearsal.
Exactly.
Still one of the craziest ideas, I must say. So I think we're not expecting anything less than that.
Exactly.
pressure, I must say. So I think let's get the main details in.
Sure.
When, where, time.
So the United Tour Johannesburg is at Rhema Bible Church in Randburg.
Oh.
It's on the 21st of June. That is next month. 21st of June. You need to get your tickets. The tickets are, you can get them at Spa, you can get them at Ticket Pro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get your tickets, make sure that it is downloaded, you have it in hand when you come. You know, we're going to have amazing time together.
I like that what you said. Make sure you've got your ticket in hand. Ungasibangeli traffic laphaya on that day. Asifune umuntu ozosibangeli traffic. Oh man, absolutely amazing. Mm. Before I say goodbye, we are going to play another one. We're going to make another selection. Mm. And I think, I don't know if I'm being biased, but I think if I can get from that rehearsal. Yes. Oh, let's get from the rehearsal. One of my favorites, actually. I think Butsicela Moya is part of it.
Oh,
serve
yes,
only yes. Jesus. Absolutely love it. Any last and parting words that you'd love to leave with us, Sister Towa?
Oh, I just want to say to people of Johannesburg, Pretoria, any place surrounding Rema, you need to come. Just yep. Buy your tickets, get there. Even our tour MC is Rory Sang. We know the lady from Jesus.
Urori! Urori! Come yes. on now.
So you need to come, all of you. Yes.
Oh, man. This is great news, I must say. Sister Togo, thank you so much for coming through. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Indeed, we are fully behind you. God bless and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.